Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 2, 2026. The state rep primary is on Tuesday, and the state okays money for a new Salem High School. Mostly sunny, mid-20s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:11 a.m. and 10:44 p.m. Gloucester Times reports that candidates running for the 5th Essex District seat, representing all of Cape Ann, formerly held by the late Anne Margaret Ferranti, squared off in a special election primary on Tuesday. Drew Tarr, research and district director in Ferranti's office, is the sole Democratic candidate on the ballot. Ferranti died on November 27 after a years-long battle with pancreatic cancer. Rockport Democrat Sarah Wilkinson is challenging Tarr by running a write-in campaign. Republican candidates are Ashley Sullivan, who charted a campaign against Ferranti in 2022, and Christina D'Alessio of Manchester-by-the-Sea. Unaffiliated candidate Gilbert Frieden, an Essex resident and former vice president of the board of the Friends of the Essex Council on Aging, also launched a campaign for the seat. Because primaries are for nominating candidates from each political party, unaffiliated candidates skip primaries and head straight to the general election. The deadline to register to vote in the special election was February 21. The primary winners will face off in a special election on March 31. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the Massachusetts School Building Authority has approved a $208 million state grant to help pay for the new Salem High School project, contingent upon the city voting to cover the remaining $239 million through a debt exclusion override. The MSBA approved the grant on February 25. The new high school would be a four-story, 365,000-square-foot building located between the current high school's footprint and Highland Avenue, with an estimated construction period of 30 months. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Caitlin Dee reports in the Newburyport Daily News, the Amesbury School Committee on Thursday got its first official glimpse of Superintendent Elizabeth McAndrew's initial level-funded fiscal 2027 budget. The budget presentation came months after a proposed $6 million override failed last fall. Prior to the override's failure, it was stated on the city's website that 27 teaching positions would be cut from the district pending its failure. During the presentation, McAndrew said she and other department heads were instructed by Mayor Cassandra Gove to prepare a level-funded budget for fiscal 2027, meaning the same amount of money as fiscal 2026, $39.8 million, not considering inflation. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the MIAA basketball and hockey postseason tournaments are well underway. Some weekend highlights from boys basketball include Beverly's 90-68 win over Quincy, with Jacob Klass leading the Panthers with 30 points. Klass becomes Beverly's all-time leading scorer, passing Peter Wynn's record set in 1981. Klass now has 1,371 career points. Masconomet advanced past Middleborough, 78-50, with Jimmy Farrell leading the Chieftains with 21 points. Salem topped Lowell Catholic, 76-46, behind 28 points from Elian Rodriguez. Swampscott edged Nantucket in overtime, 67-61, behind Connor Chiarello's 26 points. And Newburyport cruised past Somerset, 86-61, powered by Cal Atherton's 31 points for the Clippers. The Pentucket girls' hoop team beat Seekonk 40-33, with Amelia Crow's game-high 27 points. In boys' hockey, number 3, St. John's Prep, was upset in the second round by 14th-seeded Arlington Catholic 2-1 in D1 play. Shosheen eliminated Danvers 4-0. In girls' hockey, St. Mary's beat Winchester in overtime 3-2. The Celtics beat the 76ers last night, 114-98. They play in Milwaukee tonight. The Bruins were off yesterday, and their next game is at home tomorrow night against Pittsburgh. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.